We've been talking the last couple of weeks about Hilchos Shabbos, but I think since Purim is coming up, maybe we'll take a break from talking, from discussing Shehiyah and Hatmana, and we'll talk about some in Yoni Purim that are especially relevant for this year. A number of the Talmidim asked me before Shabbos, they're in quarantine, and they wanted to know how to be Yotzei Parsha Zohar. So we're not going to tell them how to be Yotzei Parsha Zohar now. I spoke to them about that. But the question is, let's say a person was not able to be Yotzei Parsha Zohar for some reason. He wasn't able to get the Kriya. I know they tried very hard to bring Sefer Torah to the quarantine hall, right, to that floor, to enable them to be able to hear. But let's say a person didn't hear Parsha Zohar. Is there anything that he can do at this point? So some poskim would say that if you're going to be out of quarantine by Purim morning, then you should go to shul and hear the Kriya Sator. Hear the Kriya Sator Purim morning. The Kriya Sator of Ayavo Amolek, according to some, can take the place of Parsha Zohar. That's the shita that the Magen Avraham has. That it also talks about Kimacho Emches Zecher Amolek, and it talks about Mechias Amolek, so maybe that also can count as Parsha Zohar. But the Mishnah Berurah is not so clear that that's true. Because Parashas Bishalach, right, the Parashah of Zechiras HaMolek at the end of Bishalach doesn't mention Mocho Timcha, right? Timcha as Zechir HaMolek. It doesn't include a call to action. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mocho HaMolek, but it doesn't include a call to action. So it could be that it's not like Parashas Kiseitzim, which does include the call to action. So it's a suffix whether the Kriyas HaTorah Purim morning can count as Parashas Zohar. So certainly, if you get out of quarantine before Purim, you should go to shul and hear the Kriya Satara to be Yotzei Parsha Zohar that way. But because it's only a suffix, it's good to have in mind in the summer when they get up to Parshas Kiseitze, hopefully we'll be out of quarantine at that point. We'll finish with COVID and Mitzvah Hashem. So in the summer, when you hear Parshas Kiseitze, so have in mind for Parshas Zohar. We assume that the Bal Koreh, when he reads from the Torah, he doesn't have to have specific kavana to be motzi someone in the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar. When he reads, he's having kavana, a general kavana, to be motzi the tzibur in any mitzvah that they have to be otzim. So it's not just for the Kriya Satara Parshas Kiseitze, but he's having in mind for any mitzvah. So someone who hasn't been motzi Parsha Zohar, if he hears the end of Kiseitze, then he'll be otzim the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar. I imagine many of the rabbanim in the shuls are going to announce it, but even if they don't, if you have kavana to be Yotzei Parsha Zohar with Parshas Kiseitze, then you'll be able to be Yotzei Kedasukidu. But it's kedai to have in mind that when you go to shul on Purim day, to be Yotzei that way, just in case you forget to have in mind Parshas Kiseitze later. So at least, according to some shitas, you'll be able to be Yotzei. Some ask what to do about Mikra Megillah, to hear the Megillah in quarantine. So if someone is in quarantine and can't come to shul, so if he has a kosher Megillah klaf with him, so then he could just read it himself, right? He can make all the brachas, make the three brachas before the Megillah. The bracha after the Megillah, if he's reading it himself, he should not make. The bracha haravas rivenu, the special bracha that we read after the Megillah, that's only said b'tzibur. So when a person reads the Megillah for women as well, they might not have a din of a tzibur, so we don't make that bracha after the Megillah. And similarly, if a person is reading for himself, even though he's a man, but he's still a yochid, so then he doesn't make the bracha after the Megillah. But the best thing would be if he has a kosher Megillah and he knows how to lane with the timing, so then he should do so. He should lane the Megillah from the klaf and make the three brachas before, but not the bracha after. If a person has a kosher Megillah but he doesn't know how to lane, so then he can go on a Zoom, hear the Megillah laning, and then lane to himself. He should try to listen to the Bal Koreh as best as he can. Hopefully he'll read slowly enough that the person will be able to read the words himself, and he'll be yotze that way. He'll be yotze that way. He can make the brachas himself. Shouldn't be yotze with the brachas on Zoom. Just make the brachas himself. But assuming that he'll be able to follow along and read it himself, so then he'll be yotze kedasu kedin with the Megillah Kshera that he has in front of him. Let's say he only has a chumash. He doesn't have a Megillah Kshera, so then he really can't be yotze the Kriyas HaMegillah mitocha sefer. It's not called a sefer if you just have a Megillah Esther, at the end of the Chumash or something. It's not called Kriya Mitocha Sefer. So what should you do? So then you should participate in a Zoom Megillah learning. Listen on Zoom. There is a Machlokas HaPoskim if you can be Yotzei on Zoom, because the Poskim debate whether you can be Yotzei any Mitzvah Shebedibor with a microphone, someone on a microphone or on a telephone. It's not the original sound, it's not the actual sound, it's been altered, right? It's been changed somehow, right? Because the person isn't there. The person's not in the telephone. And somehow the telephone transfers the sound from its original source to you. It's a Shilin Poskim, if that really counts. It is the same sound. Maybe it's very clear. It's as clear as the same sound, but it could be that since it's altered, it's not the original sound, so maybe it can't be Yotze Mitzvah Shebedi whatever. So l'chatchila, we wouldn't be Yotze the Mitzvah Mikra Megillah on Zoom, but it's a Bidi Evet, it's a Shas El Chag situation. So if a person doesn't have a Kosher Megillah with him, then of course he should go on the Zoom and try to be Yotze that way. That's the best he can do. So Bidi Evet, that's the way he should try to be Yotze. We know that Purim is the Yom Mishta V'Simcha, and there's a requirement of a Seuda on Purim. Many have raised the question, what do we do this year? As Purim falls out on a Friday, it's Erev Shabbos, so what's the way that a person should fulfill the mitzvah of Seudas Purim? So the question, first question that we have to address is, what is a Seuda? What does that mean, a Seuda? What is it composed of? So the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Megillah, in Perek Beis, the Rambam says that it involves Bosa V'Yayin, the Ocha Basar, so the Rambam says, person is supposed to drink wine, is supposed to get drunk, that's what Mishta is all about. That's what the Rambam holds. And we're not so surprised that the Rambam claims that Seudas Purim requires Bosa V'Yayin, because we know the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov already, which we've had this year in the Gemara Shiur. But the Rambam says that in Simcha L'Bosa, in Simcha L'Biyayin, so aside from the chiyuv of mishta to be mishtaker, as the Rambam says, but the chiyuv of simcha on Purim requires that you have basa v'yayin. So if you need basa v'yayin on Yom Tov for simcha, then on Purim as well. If it's a yom mishta v'simcha, so then of course you're going to need basa v'yayin on Purim too. Others point out that the Shulchan Aruch seems to allude to such an idea, that the simcha of Purim requires basa, because the Shulchan Aruch, not in Siman Tafresh Tzadi Hei, where he discusses the dinim of Seudas Purim, but in Tafresh Sariva, where he collects other halachas, he says that there's a Yesh Misha Omer, that an Onein, right, someone whose close relative passed away and is not buried yet, the Onein is Mitzuvah to be Osik in Furas Mesa, and he's Potem in HaMitzvahs Midrabanan, he's Osir in Basa V'yayin, because we're afraid he'll be Nimshach, he'll be drawn into the Basa V'yayin, and he won't be Osik in the Kfura of his Mesa as much as he should. But says the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Yesh Misha Omer that an Onein can eat Basa V'yayin in Seudas Purim. The Lo Osi Esei D'Yachav V'Dochi Esei D'Rabim. That his private Asei, his private mitzvah, not to have Basa V'yayin, that he'll be Osei B'Kuras Meiso, is not Docha the Esei D'Rabim. This is an Esei of the Tzibor. Right? All of Klal Yisrael is Mitzuvah in Seudas Purim. So the Onein's Esei D'Yachav is not going to be Docha the Esei D'Rabim. That's the Losh of the Shulchan Aruch. So some Achronim, some of the Poskim, Amadaik, you see from the Shulchan Aruch that there's an inyan to have basa v'yayin for Seudas Purim. Okay, it's not so clear that there's a chiyuv. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is interesting, right? He says yochol. The onin is yochol lechol basa v'yayin. He doesn't say he's chayiv lechol basa v'yayin. And what's more, it's only a yesh misha omer. It's not like the Shulchan Aruch says that he definitely should have the basa v'yayin. So it's not so clear. It's not so clear that there's an absolute requirement for basa v'yayin, but it's clearly a significant inyan in the Shulchan Aruch. Might even be a mitzvah. Might be a mitzvah to have basa v'yayin. But certainly, according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv of basa v'yayin. Rabbi Shechter wrote a tshuva recently, a collection of COVID tshuvas about Purim. So there he quoted that the Rav used to say that since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say clearly that you need basa v'yayin for Seudas Purim, you can be yotzei Seudas Purim with a tuna fish sandwich. That's what the Rav said. Rabbi Shechter wasn't so convinced if the Rav meant this seriously for every year of Purim, but maybe he meant that if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, so it's a Shas Ad Chag, we don't know when to have the Suda. Normally we have the Suda in the afternoon, but how can you have the Suda in the afternoon, Erev Shabbos? So maybe the Rav was saying that it's not such a requirement to have Basa V'yayin, you can have just the tuna fish sandwich. It's not so clear, but the truth is Rabbi Shechter concludes that he thinks you really should have Basa V'yayin. There is room. There are sources in the Rambam, sources in the Shulchan Aruch that you really should have basa v'yayin. So even though the Rav was saying this, you know, just to point out that it's not clear that there's a chiyuv of basa v'yayin, but the stam of the Rav as well would say that it's appropriate to have basa v'yayin, even if you can be yotze technically with a tuna fish sandwich according to the Shulchan Aruch, but it's probably appropriate to have basa v'yayin. The poskim discuss what is called basa. It's chicken basa. There's a back and forth in the poskim. So the best thing is to have meat, actually. To have besar behema, that's the real basa. Not just that chicken. How much yayin? How much yayin should one have? So the lashon of the Rambam is that he should be mishtakeh mitoch hayayin. A lot of yayin, it sounds like. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Sarihei has his famous shita that you don't have to be mishtaker, but rather yishter yoser min limudo v'yoshin, that you should drink more than what you're used to, and then you'll fall asleep, and then you won't have das, and you'll fulfill the din of mishta on Purim. So, you know, there's a lot of back and forth. Should we be megil for the Ramah, not megil for the Ramah? So I always say we follow the Ramah for every other halacha, so why should we follow him for this halacha too? There's no chiyuv to be mishtaka. That's the Rambam. If you're a brisker and you always follow the Rambam, so maybe you should be mishtaka. But certainly this year, there's more of a reason to follow the Ramah, because if someone is mishtaka, then he's not going to, if he gets drunk, if he gets intoxicated, so he's going to come into Shabbos, you know, not feeling well. So you know, you're not going to enjoy Shabbos properly. So it's probably better this year to try to fulfill the din of Mishdan Purim closer to the Rambam. Closer to the Ramah's perception of how one is supposed to fulfill Mishnah. What else does the Suda have to contain? So there's a discussion in the Poskim, Machlokes, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, whether the Suda has to have lechem. Does it need bread? It's unclear. Does it need lechem? Aruch HaShulchan says, why shouldn't it need lechem? If you have a chi of Suda on Purim, and we know on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's a chi of Suda, so just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's a chi of lechem, on Purim there should be a chi of lechem as well. What's more, he says, maybe mishta, a mishta below lechem. We think mishta, the focus of mishta is just the drinking, but they ate too. So if a mishta below lechem, then lechora sudas purim should have lechem as well. The real question this year is when to eat the sudas purim. When do we eat sudas purim? So the Ramah in Siman Tofresh Sarihei Siv Beis, in Hilchos Purim, he says the minig is always to have the sudas purim after mincha. But first we daven mincha on Purim, and then we have the Suda. And often the Suda goes into the night, but it's in the afternoon after Mincha. But says the Ramah, chutz mi be'erev Shabbos, if Purim is chal be'erev Shabbos, so then we have the Suda earlier, we have the Suda b'shachris, he says, you're supposed to have the Suda in the morning. And he says that if you want to have the Suda in the morning on a regular Purim, then it's also okay. There's no halacha that the Suda has to be in the afternoon after Mincha. So what is that inyan? Why do we have the Suda so late in the afternoon? So if you look in the Magen Avraham, he quotes from the Tshumas HaDeshen that it's really just a practical issue. That normally we're involved in all the mitzvahs hayom, we're running around with all the different mitzvahs hayom. So we can't get to the Suda until later. And then mincha time comes, we're not allowed to eat once mincha time comes, so we daven mincha first, and then we have the Suda. But it's not like there's a halacha that the Suda has to be after mincha, that the Suda has to be in the afternoon. So if Purim is chal on Erev Shabbos, where it's more halachically questionable whether you can have the Suda in the afternoon, so there the Ramah says that you take a Suda in the morning. What's the problem to have a Suda on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon? So we know what the problem is, right? And on the Tzadi Tesam and Bezim Sochim, the Gemara talks about that before Pesach, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have a Suda, some of Lamincha, and the Gemara quotes Tanoim that they extend this to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, that on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Tov, one is not supposed to have a Suda Samach L'mincha, that means already a half hour before, 9.5 hours of the day, at the beginning of the Shah Asiris, because we're afraid that you're not going to be Nichnas into Shabbos, into Yom Tov, Kshu B'taiva, you're not going to enjoy, you're not going to have an Onig Shabbos, an Onig Yom Tov, you're not going to enjoy the Suda. So what does that mean, samach l'mincha? We think it means samach l'mincha k'tana. It's actually a machlokas. Machlokas mahalocha, the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, in Simen Reish Mem Tes, says samach l'mincha k'tana. Samach l'mincha k'tana. The Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah quotes a Maril, who says, even samach l'mincha gedola is an issa. That's quite a chumah. That is quite a chumah. So there are stiris. There are stiris. It's not clear. The Shar HaTzion there in Hilchos Sukkah says that the Achronim Adochad this Maril, they hold that the Isra is only Samach L'mincha Ketan. It's not Samach L'mincha Gedol. But the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Purim doesn't seem to say like that. Rabbi Shechter points out that it's a stir in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Purim says that once you finish the Suda's Purim, if it's Chal Be'erev Shabbos, you should finish the Suda called in Chatzos. He actually says you should eat the Suda Kadam Chatzos. Rabbi Shechter wants to say that means that you have to finish the Suda Kadam Chatzos, not to start it. What's the basis? So he quotes a different Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Erev Pesach has a diuk, he has a Magen Avraham that's medayik from Rashi and Rashbam and Psachim, that even though the Gemara seems to say that in Hischel Eino Mafsik, that as long as you start before the time, if you start before Samach L'Mincha Ketan, right, or if you start before Samach L'Mincha Gedol, it's okay, you can continue the Suda after the time of the Issa. But from Rashi and Rashbam, you get the impression that if you realized from the beginning that the Suda is going to extend until after Samach L'Mincha Ketan, until after Samach L'Mincha Gedol, then it's a problem, then you can't continue, then you have to be Mafsik. What's the pshat? The pshat is that if you know, let's say you start 15 minutes before Samach L'Mincha Ketan, right? You start at on a perfect day, you start at 2:30, and Samach L'Mincha Ketan is going to be at 3:00. So if you start at 2:30, you start at 2:45, you know the suda is going to go until past 3:00. So you can't say that that's called Hischil Beheta. You want Hischil Beheta. Since you realize that the suda was going to extend until after the time of the Isser, it's like Hischil Be'Isser, because it was built into the situation that you knew that it was going to continue. Rabbi Shachter wants to say, so based on that Mishnah Berurah, what should emerge is that if you know that Yesudas Purim is going to extend after the Zman Isser, so then who says that there's a Heta to have that Suda? So Mistama, you should have to end by the Zman. So he says if you're going to be Machmir for the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Purim, then you'd have to end the Sudas Purim before Chatzos, because Chatzos is Samach L'Mincha Gedola, that's half an hour before Mincha Gedola. So if you're going to be machmer for the maril in Hilchos Sukkah, that the issa to eat on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Yisamach L'Mincha Gedola, then you have to finish the Sudas Purim before Chatzos. Wow, that's quite a chum. Well, that's going to be around 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock give or take, right? That's going to be a big chum. So that's probably a little too tough. But at least we should finish before Samach L'Mincha Ketan. Right, Samach L'Mincha Ketana will be around 3:00. Right, the Shah Asiris will be around 3:00 or so. So one should certainly be finished with the Suda. Shouldn't be eating the Suda after that. I mean, technically speaking, if you finish before and you really didn't expect that the Suda is going to extend, and it happens to extend, it's probably mutter to have a little bit afterwards. But it's better. It's better to finish it before the Zman. Better to finish it before the Zman of Samach L'Mincha Ketana, so that a person will have room for the Suda Shabbos. Many of the Talmidim have mentioned the question, can we be Poris Mapa Mekadesh? We know the Gemara Sochem and Akuf says that if you're eating Erev Shabbos and then Shabbos comes in, you're Poris Mapa Mekadesh. What does that mean? You put a tablecloth over, put a new tablecloth down, and you make Kiddush, and you continue the meal. So people have asked, well, this is the perfect example, perfect time to do it. When Purim falls out Erev Shabbos, so then maybe we could start the Sudas Purim and go into Shabbos. The Beshechta says that the Minag Yerushalayim, when Shushan Purim falls out Erev Shabbos, which is quite common, is to be Paris Mapa Makadosh. Many people do that. But he says it sounds from the poskim that this is only a Bidiyevet situation. This is quoted in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Purim, in Tofresh Sarihes of Cotton Tess. He quotes a Mordechai who did this. But the Loshna of the Mordechai is Hoya Ochel Sudas Purim Be'erev Shabbos, Yispal V'yifel Mapa. The Kaddish. If he were eating Sudas Purim on Erev Shabbos, he's Paris Ma'apel Mekadosh, but it sounds like Hoya Ochel. It sounds like if he were eating. But L'chachila, to set it up that you're going to eat a Sudas Purim and it's going to extend into Shabbos and then you'll be Paris Ma'apel Mekadosh, it sounds like that's not the appropriate thing to do. L'chachila, we're not going to do it. It's only a B'di'evet, it's only Mutter B'di'evet. So, Rabbi Shechter quotes that the Shoal and the Chuvas Maril says, but maybe when Purim falls out Erev Shabbos, then that's like a Shas al-Chak, that's a Di'evet, so maybe it's mutter to do it. Rabbi Shechter is not convinced. He thinks that it's really a B'di'evet, he would not suggest it L'chatchila. It's really better not to do this. If a person has that minig in his family, he's done this before, he lives in Yerushalayim and he did this, it's one thing. But for someone who doesn't have a minig to do this, it's better to have the Sudas Purim before the Zman. Try to finish it before Samach L'Mincha Ketana. That's the best thing to do. Besides, if you're Paris Mapa Makadosh, there are all these different questions as to what to do. Do you make a Bar Peah Gofen in the Kiddush? Many hold that you don't, that you'd say Vayechulu, you'd say Makadosh HaShabbos without a Bar Peah Gofen, because you drank one in the suit already, so you made a Bar Peah Gofen. There's a Shaila if you make a Hamotzi again, because you made a Hamotzi before. There's a Shaila when to Daven Kabbalah Shabbos, how do you Daven Kabbalah Shabbos? Marav, when should you do this? There are so many different shilas that come up. Bichlal, if a person is drinking right before Shabbos, how's he going to come into Shabbos? How's he going to daven properly? It's not, it's not, it's not a recommended course of action. You know, it's difficult enough how we're mekel to daven Maariv Matzei Purim on a regular year, right? What do people look like for the Maariv if they're having a late Seder? But Shabbos, going into Shabbos, you know, not feeling well, a hangover, drunk, you know, not having kavon and tefillah, l'chor, it's more of a design for Shabbos. I think it's best if a person doesn't have a minute to be personal after Mekadosh, he should follow the Ramah in the Mishnah Berurah, try to finish the meal either in the morning before Chatzos, or if he wants to be mekel a little bit more, try to finish it before Sabbath Mincha Ketana, so that he won't run into any kind of issue.